The Buffalo Niagara metro area is one of the most segregated metros in the country, where you have 80% of African Americans living in high poverty neighborhoods compared to only 10% of whites.
Sam McGavran leads Open Buffalo. He says they were inspired by the book The New Jim Crow to conduct this study. The latest report indicates African Americans represent 14% of Erie County's population, but 43% are arrested and 65% are sent to prison. For Hispanics, who account for less than 5% of the population in the county, 7% are arrested and more than 9% are sent to jail. Open Buffalo says a lack of jobs, trouble in education, poverty, and segregation are to blame.
I was born in 1935 in the city of Laurel, Mississippi, and lived in the midst of separate but equal. And I, for one, know there is no such thing as separate but equal.
The Reverend Eugene Pierce is with Buffalo's NAACP. WBFO News asked how to deal with the segregation problem in the city.
The key is love. And we must go out, as of today, demonstrating love. And you know what? Love has a way of starting a fire. And not a bonfire, but a community fire.
Pastor James Giles is executive director of Back to Basics Ministries. He's among the 13 agencies working along with Open Buffalo. Giles says in his experience, whites arrested for minor offenses such as being caught with marijuana tend to catch a break.
Now, I run a reentry program, and I have groups and rap sessions, and when I talk to my white counterparts and ask them, you know, well, what happened to you? He said, most of them say, you know, my brakes ran out. Meaning they got 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 breaks before they decided finally got incarcerated. But their counterparts, the African-American counterparts, can't say that.
Open Buffalo is calling for intensive community-wide efforts to identify these disparities. They say more jobs are needed in the inner city and some laws need to be reformed. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.